It's not just sunny outside. That sunny voice on the telephone this morning means it's time for Where's Art with Annie Dugan. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Miss Lisa. It is a great week for art, as always.
Oh, there's a surprise.
There is a big surprise. We had, and actually, it was a great week last week, and it's melting over into this week because I want to talk about a mural at Lincoln Park Middle School that just opened last week. They had the dedication on Friday. It was a collaboration between Jonathan Thunder, the students at the Lincoln Park Middle School, and Chrissy Valento, who is an absolute rock star of an arts teacher in our community. I mean, when we think about the level of art that we have in our community, we can look directly to our art instructors. These are the people that inspire, promote, encourage, show people how to do it. Chrissy Valento is one of them, and she just does an absolutely fabulous job. And the collaboration between her students, and then the amazing work of Jonathan Thunder. He is a visionary in our community for visual language and the kind of story that we're telling as a community. So if you have a chance to go up and see that mural at some point, maybe if your students go to Lincoln Park Middle School, even if they don't, go and check it out, because Jonathan will have another mural dedication down in the downtown of Lincoln Park in June. So I'll talk about that work in June, but I love that there's sort of this connection between the school on top of the hill and then the downtown of Lincoln Park. There's so much energy and excitement going on in that neighborhood that it's really fun to see that connection between the students and the folks living in that neighborhood, as well as the businesses and the people coming in to see it. So definitely check that out. Tonight, Monday, at Zeitgeist, it is Duluth Does Dylan Days here in Duluth, and Ed Newman has organized a art show called Visions of Duluth that's all about visions of Duluth and connections back to Bob Dylan. So that'll open this evening at Zeitgeist. Thursday, I want to give a shout-out. The Northeast Minnesota Book Awards is Thursday from 5 to 9 at the Northland Country Club, and they always showcase one of their categories is art and photography. And this year there was just one book, and I do think it's appropriate because, with just one book, it means that this book gets the award, and it is certainly deserving. It's Joan Henrich, who passed away this past year, and the title of the book is called Wind and Currents. And Joan was a force in our community in, she was an artist, but she also worked in advertising. So when we think about the visual landscape of our community, certainly Joan had her hand in a lot of that. And Winds and Currents is about the project that she did, the terrazzo floor that she did at the renovation of the deck with the new Amsoil Arena and the floors that go throughout. You can, for everyone who does sort of lunchtime walking through the skywalk and circulates around the deck, you've walked over Joan's beautiful floors. And she's really, in those floors, she incorporated the constellations, it really was the winds and the currents and the sort of the physical landscape that shapes us as Northland folks. So definitely a do to Joan Henrich and her book at the Northeast Minnesota Book Awards. And then I want to do three recommendations for those folks that are outside gardening with their headphones on. I have three things to listen to that are connected to art. When we think about podcasts and stories about things, a lot of people are sort of sick of the news and want to get into something else. And so these are three art podcast recommendations. The first, of course, is KUMD's own Maya Jensen. Her program is really a once-a-week program that looks at, is a great interview with artists. So if you sort of want to dig a little deeper into the artists of our region, maybe you can't make it to artist talks in the evenings, this is a way to sort of understand their process, understand the choices and the decisions and their thinking about things. So that is the first. The second is, it's not a current podcast. It's called A Piece of Work. It's by Abby Jacobson. Abby Jacobson A lot of folks know her from her TV show Broad City. She came up as an illustrator. She went to art school. Then she went over and became a successful comedian. So she's taking that comedian world and looking back at contemporary art. And she does just a fabulous series of working with the Museum of Modern Art to sort of say, like, why, you know, a lot of people say, like, well, why is this art? What am I not getting out of this? And she answers some of those questions, but also just allows an audience to enjoy it. I think that what she does really well, you know, you think, well, how am I going to listen to a podcast about art? You know, I can't see anything while I'm doing it. But Piece of Work really call, like, the descriptive language that she's using when she's talking about art is really evocative, and you can sort of put yourself in the museum when you're there listening to it. And then the third is that I've been loving the Civilization podcast. So Civilization, the Civilization series by Kenneth Clark, was a groundbreaking production in the 70s that looked at Western art history, sort of the it was the definitive arc that sort of defined this canon of art history. And the BBC has gone back and said, and called it now Civilizations, and really looked at the global story of art history, how civilizations intersect with each other, how civilizations appropriate work, how they're informed by other civilizations, how their work changes. It's a whole team of art historians, and it's absolutely fascinating. So there's a BBC production, but then there's also the podcast version of it, where they dig a little bit deeper and look at just there's some amazing art interviews. There's some stories about color that are just fascinating. It's one of those where you sort of end up doing more tasks. You'll end up folding more laundry because you want to listen a little bit longer to some of the stories. So that's my recommendations, Lisa.
Well, nice job. Nice job. So you got a lot of laundry folded, in other words, recently, and you wanted to send. So it's, you know, it's tips about art. It's tips about how to make your life better. I like your Renaissance woman approach to this program, Annie.
Thank you, Lisa.
You
Good
betcha.
Luck, everyone.
We'll talk again next week. Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD.